A pack of cigarettes in a New York City convenience store? $11.50. Loose tobacco, with rolling papers included? $13. The cost of getting caught smoking in a shopping mall? $50. On Monday, it becomes illegal to smoke in many other outdoor areas of the city, including parks, beaches, pools, recreation centers, and other spaces under the jurisdiction of the Parks and Recreation Department. The ban is the latest effort of Mayor Bloomberg to protect non-smokers from secondhand smoke. In 2002, the mayor was at the forefront of a successful campaign to prohibit smoking in bars. The city banned smoking in most restaurants in 1995. A 2009 City Health Department study found that 57% of non-smoking New York adults had an elevated level of nicotine in their blood that indicated recent exposure to tobacco smoke. Parks enforcement officers have the authority to issue tickets, but, when possible, will educate violators about the new law. It is too soon to tell whether sneaking a smoke at a beach or a park will join jaywalking and littering as offenses that are seldom enforced. Many smokers expressed a mixture of outrage and resignation. "It doesn't bother me, honestly," said Kim, 37, who was walking in the Times Square pedestrian plaza on Sunday afternoon. "I understand secondhand smoke and the concerns about it. I'll smoke somewhere else." Zoe Rosario, 22, was surprised when told of the forthcoming prohibition. "What?" she said. "I'm a smoker and I object." Without skipping a beat, Miss Rosario pulled out a pack of cigarettes and lit one. Her boyfriend, a former smoker, said he understood the reasoning behind the bans. "I can't drink a beer in the park, and I'm happy that you can't smoke a cigarette," he said with a laugh.